All right, so we're going on the recording end and everything. Got to keep your mouth as close to the microphone as possible, just like be able to hear you loud and clear and everything.
Cool.
And we're good on that end? All right, cool. Great. All right, episode 186 of the Mental Threat Podcast. I have a special guest with me right here, Mr. Gucci Ron. How you like it?
What's up? How y'all doing?
What is up, my Liberian brother right up, there and everything? And it's I've been seeing Gucci Ron at plenty of other events. I think, like, was that the first time we met in person? Was that the last Charlotte Sparks? That was the first time we met in person?
Yeah,
or was there some time we met beforehand?
It was Charlotte Sparks, man.
Okay, Charlotte Sparks.
Yeah, I knew about you from IG.
Yeah, from Instagram and everything. You just kind of following with the same.
Hey, as soon as I saw Liberian, Ari Cliff Fire.
Exactly. That's dope. I appreciate the following and everything and actually support it. Because you're pretty consistent with support. I see you, like, in my story interviews and everything with the same Scott Pilgrim recolored and everything. Were you inspired by Lil Uzi Vert a little bit to a certain extent?
Dude, I already was an Uzi fan. I found out he liked Scott Pilgrim? Hey, man. I became a Uzi stan.
Okay, yeah, I can't hate on it at all and everything, because it's like, you know, when you got artists that just like the same exact things that you like and everything, it's always like a wonderful thing.
Bro,
and everything.
Amazing feeling, bro.
Amazing feeling and everything. So you're like deep on Lil Uzi Vert, like, for a while and everything?
I'm like, dude, I'm the biggest Uzi fan, bro. Like, bro, my IG is not just a Gucci Ronnie page. It's a Scott Pilgrim fan page and a Uzi fan page, bro.
Oh, word.
I swear to God.
Okay, that's dope. Two, like, fandoms. You gotta fuck with it.
Like, I tell you, bro. Hey, people may not be feeling the last Uzi project, but to me, I still think it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You age with your music. Your music's gonna sound different at 28 than you did at 18. Shit.
Yeah, everybody changes and everything like that. I didn't really listen to his last project because, like, really the one thing I like to go to. What was that project with My Dark Queen? That's
Love Is Rage too.
Yeah, Love Is Rage too. Like, that's what I'd be listening to and everything. He had a couple bangers on that. I know people try to put, like, rap in a box and everything. Like, no, that's not real hip hop. We gotta listen to this. But it's like, at the same time, what I really appreciate about Uzi and everything is, like, he still has, like, melodic, you know, type melodies and everything that you can just kind of vibe with and everything.
You be doing that.
And it's just like you need to just listen to, like, voices like that, you know, for real. It's just like, you know, as a people, we came up with country music, the blues, jazz, and everything. Like, it's just like, if people want to go do something different, what is that wrong? You're just halting the evolution to kind of just stay in one stagnancy for a while. Like, hip hop has been alive for like 50 years now and everything. If they just want to be, there's like different, and there's all types of different, like, genres within that genre as well. They want to do something different, there's nothing wrong with that. So, I fuck with Uzi on that end. He has a couple songs I fuck with too.
Samir Woods, you are the GOAT.
All right, so back to you and everything. You were originally born and raised in Charlotte all your life?
I am so Liberian. I'm from Minnesota.
Hey, I just visited Minnesota, like, last year and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was for, like, my uncle's funeral and everything, sadly.
The last time I was in Minnesota, I was in Minnesota this past late November for my grandma's funeral.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, but that's dope and everything that you're actually in the headquarters for Liberians in America in Minnesota. It's really deep out there, isn't it?
It's so deep. Oh, my God. Like, I had no idea. First of all, I had no idea Minnesota were known for their Somalians.
Mm-hmm.
I've always knew Minnesota as the Liberian capital.
The Liberian capital. And you were born and raised in Minnesota before coming to Charlotte.
Yeah, I lived there from my birth all the way out until I was 13.
Okay. That's pretty dope. And then now you've been in Charlotte ever since you were 13.
Yes, sir.
So, like, a decade. You're, like, what, 23 now?
I'm 25.
25, so, like, 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years.
Okay. Pretty dope. I just did the math. I know I've been in public school and everything, but I can do math too.
Heck yeah.
I need to go. But it's like, all right. So, like, from the contrast from, like, living in Minnesota and, like, to Charlotte, how do you explain the contrast?
Hey, it is night and day. Like, I remember before I moved down here, I used to think the only country place was, like, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So you imagine my culture shock coming down here and realizing that, no, there's, like, 20 other redneck-ass, one-horse-ass, two-cow-having-ass, three-pig-having-ass states. I'm like, oh, wow. It get hot here. Shirt sticking to your body.
Yes.
People country. Like, what?
Yeah, but it's still pretty metropolitan here in Charlotte, though. Like, I have so many different people just moving to Charlotte.
When I first moved to North Carolina, I lived in High Point, outside, like, Greensboro and Winston-Salem.
Okay, that was your first thing.
Yeah, even countryer. I'm all like, oh, wow. You know what? Hey, You want to? Hey, y'all want to hear something funny?
Yeah, sure.
Bruh, the first time I tried Chick-fil-A was out here in North Carolina.
Oh, really? Did they have Chick-fil-A in Minnesota?
At the time, before I moved, no. Okay. Chick-fil-A was just not a thing, right?
Yeah.
I moved back and, oh, wow, there's a couple Chick-fil-A's on the block. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm so mad at myself because last time I went to Minnesota and everything, which is like the first time in like a really long while. I think I went there when I was really, really young just to visit. But it's like, bro, because I got cousins there and everything too. But it's like when I went there, I should have really took advantage of the time to fucking get White Castle, bro. Oh, like, that was my one and only chance to get White Castle. I didn't get White Castle.
Let me tell you.
Those sliders.
Let me tell you, bro. Dude, I was out, like I said, I was out there recently. Uh-huh. Bruh, they still got White Castles out there, bro.
Yes.
I'm like, what? They still got the White Castle out in Brooklyn Park? I'm like, that's crazy.
And it's only like an up north thing. Like, they're only in a certain region, like Cookout and everything.
Tight shit.
Or Quick Trip.
I was talking to my folks. First of all, they don't even have Waffle Houses out there.
Yeah, I couldn't live without Waffle
House. That's crazy.
Well, I'm going to try to relocate to D.C. and everything. I got no Waffle House. They ain't got no
Bojangles. Wait. Time out. Wait, D.C. don't got a Waffle House?
Do they not? They might, actually. I think I'm just Bojangles. I think it's just Bojangles. They have one Bojangles, and then I guess not there no more. So it's like, dang, you couldn't catch on to Bojangles, man?
Hey, I've lived in the South way too long, man. I like fried food, and I like not having snow, bro.
Yeah, okay. So, like, that's, like, one of the, like, positives from, like, relocating from
that part, man.
Minnesota and everything.
I love Minnesota with all my heart, but, man, I do not like snow. I drove in snow one time.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Shit's scary, right?
Not for me. And plus, when it snows and it's that cold, I just do not want to be outside. Like, I couldn't imagine a Saturday night, I'm out and about, I got my nice little shit on, and it's negative 10 degrees.
Yeah,
fam.
My brother went there and everything with me, like, went to Minnesota and everything for my uncle's funeral and everything. He really liked Minnesota and everything. Like, he was thinking about moving there.
Hey, Minnesota's nice, man. Hey, Minnesota's for the Liberians, so yes. Anything, for really.
No, I went into a Liberian grocery store there.
Hey,
you, you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, bro.
With the little, restaurant right next door and everything.
That's the one.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. I went there. I was so mesmerized. Like, we got our own grocery stores, and it's still like a Liberian like store and everything. And they had their own like refrigerators and everything.
Amazing,
saw that, bro. I was so awestruck because that's what I wanted to do here in Charlotte. So that they did it already in Minnesota, bro.
Our people are out there, man.
Bro, prosperous out there. That is so crazy. Cause my uncle stayed there and everything. And at first, he was having like issues being there because like he ran there with his baby mama and everything. And they fell apart out there and everything. It was kind of rough. But like now he really like loves being there because like the opportunities was there and everything, and he was able to like live and make life for himself So yeah,
where's the 651, man?
That is so crazy, man. It's just like, yeah, I want to experience what the cookout, like the Independence Day cookouts is like out there.
Hey, man, them shits used to hit back in the day.
Oh really? But not so much now.
I don't even be out in Minnesota like that. Like I said, hey, truly a Charlotte nigga over here, y'all.
Okay, now.
But, yeah. Oh, my God. But back in the day, circa 08, 09, they used to hit.
Yeah,
could go there at 4 p.m. wouldn't leave until 2 in the morning. Shout out to my mom, though.
Yes. Oh, man. Just playing Premier Gal. We spoke about Oreo the Stage.
Shout out Oreo the Stage. Yeah. Shout out Oreo the Stage. Shout out that guy.
Yeah, you got my text messages for all the artists and everything?
Yes.
You already got it? Okay. Yeah. So now he's on. He's on the Liberian cookout playlist now. And everything, so like I'm good on and that, and that's cool that y'all like even friends and everything, because like we're Bermuda and everything connected with Liberian and how many Bermudian, like yeah, so we're just close like that.
My brother over there,
right? Our brother right there, Ravados. There we go.
Oh my God. Hey yo, wait. Speaking of more Liberian shit. Hey, y'all want to hear something crazy about me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not too much on me, guys. My cousin actually ran track for the Liberian Olympic team.
Oh, really?
We're at the Thelma Davis from LSU.
Hold up. Thelma Davis from LSU. Hold on. Let me look her up.
Philadelphia's own, y'all. Philadelphia's own.
Philadelphia's own Thelma Davis? Okay, let's Olympics. Olympics.
Yeah,
Thelma Davis. I can
toss you my phone, bro. Actually, wait, you can just go to my following or whatever.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to just look her up. Like, okay. I forgot how to spell Olympic for a minute. My fault. Okay, I see her now. Yeah. Olympics. Okay. Oh, this is your cousin?
That's my cousin, bro.
Oh, dope. Okay,
he's so proud of her. My whole bloodline is rock stars, y'all.
That is so dope.
My whole bloodline is rock stars.
okay, we got Olympians.
We so Panama.
That is
doing
so
that new. Big, man.
And just want to check out, what tribe are you from?
Like, we crew. I'm crew.
You're crew. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I'm Mono.
Hey, rock the. I want to cuss so bad, but I want to show this to my people.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, and that's okay. You can cuss if you want to, but if you want to just kind of keep it a certain type of way.
Yeah, but hey, no I hear it. Hey, rock out to the Mono Tribe.
Seriously. Yeah. And everything. Like, it's just like, yeah, crew people are pretty chill from like what I met and everything. Y'all pretty like, y'all closer to the beach, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, see, there it is right there. See, I know a little song and everything. Man, just being cool. That would make sense for y'all to be like the kind of chill tribe and everything.
Hanging out, man.
Just kind of on the beach and everything. Have you been to Liberia lately?
No, I haven't been to Liberia since 2012.
2012, but you actually went there. I've yet to go there.
Wait, you ain't been to Liberia?
I've never been there.
Oh
yet.
My goodness.
I'm going to get my passport this year, uh-huh. And I'm also going to see if I can say, because they got the ASAP tickets and everything to Africa. So I'm going to probably link in with them and see, like, you know, if you can be able to set up like a ticket for me personally. We can all, everybody in my family, can just kind of pay it like separately type stuff. So like for the certain date and everything. See if we can just pay it off over time.
Tyson, that's possible. I hear that. But yeah, man. To tell you about my 2012 Liberia trip. Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh, dude. I love Liberia. Mm-hmm. You know what? Oh, my gosh. I'm not trying to turn this into no Twitter think piece, but nah.
Mental Threat Podcast is a good place to start.
Mental Threat Podcast is a good place to start. The way I love history, guys. In school, I was a big history guy. Mm-hmm. And the way... Africa's always been depicted. It's always like, okay, bet, yeah, no, Africa, we raid them of their people, they're poor and stuff. Dude, I went to Liberia. No, Liberia's rich in rich in good-looking people, rich in just, it's a beautiful land, man. It's still beautiful. And
where Firestone gets all their rubber from for their tires, like for the rubber tree, you know.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, they don't really compensate our people as much as they should.
As much as they should.
You gotta read, man. The more you read, the more people can't take advantage of you, I swear. Education is key.
Hey, that part. Hey, you already know about the Liberian illiteracy, right?
Yeah, it's very low.
Very low.
That's one thing, like, if I can be able to make enough money and everything to reinvest in Liberia, I definitely want to reinvest in, like, solar energy, so we can be able to get more lights, more people can read. I gotta see what they're reading.
Hey, you know, yeah. I never thought about it like that. Yeah. That's actually really fucking tough.
Yeah, just if we just have more lights and everything, like we'd be able to construct more roads between the counties and the road, like less dirt roads and everything. Want to focus on, like, maybe we could be able to get something going to get public education going, hell, like as well.
Hey, yo, when the funds come in for me, y'all, hey, it's the education for me, y'all.
Yes, education. If we want to focus on infrastructure as well, we're pretty okay. And everything, but I feel like we could get better. Need to be able to get to the point where, like, where Ghana's at and everything. And
if we can get to where Ghana's at, yes. Amen.
As a tourist attraction and everything, and just like bringing more Black Americans, Caribbean people, if they can be able to get their passport in Liberia, like their citizenship in Liberia as well. Nina Simone got her citizenship in Liberia.
I heard she lived there
for a while.
Yeah, I read up on that. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's just things like that. If we could just be able to push that, because a lot of Pan-Africanists actually were buried back in Liberia. They lived and just were buried in Liberia and everything like that. Because that could also be attractive in terms. I know we're living in a strange time. I think, they banned the Black History Month? Or Something like that.
Hey, we live in weird times, man. Something like that.
Yeah, and it's just like, I feel like for a lot of the Black Americans, the diaspora in America and everything, they should really consider just, you know, reinvesting in Africa. I feel like we should definitely consider just hopping back and actually building something back in Africa as well. Because, you know, when Asian people have issues here in America, well, they go back, their home country. Hey, you got to treat our home country people like right. You can't just do them like type of way and everything. So it's just stuff like that. They have people to go back to. And I feel like, you know, it's time for Black America folks to really eye that area. Buying property in Africa, like Senegal, whatever, take the DNA test, see what tribe they're connected with. As a first step, you know, it might not be 100% accurate, but just come back, you know, just try to lock in.
Hey, my brother, yeah. I love how your mind works.
Yes, love it. Yeah, he has a calico down. Gotta love it and everything, but just want to go back to you. We could talk about all that all day, but
of course,
Mr. Ron. So it's just like, you know, being like a Liberian and everything, growing up in Minnesota and the Liberian community in Charlotte. What do you see as, like, the key difference between the two?
The key difference? Oh, man. I think it's just pure just numbers. Mm-hmm. Man, out in Minnesota, you could just see a lot. No, like, But you can just go to Target and like half of what you see is like Liberians, really.
Oh, really?
Like half? Am I guessing them? Maybe like.
You'll see a lot of them.
You'll see a lot of them. You'll see a lot of them. Somalis, shit. Somalis, Liberians, white folks. That really is just Minnesota.
Really?
Liberians, Somalian, and white folks. That really is just Minnesota.
That's really dope to think about it, everything, to really just think on a day-to-day title. Because I was there for like a short amount of time. I'm thinking like I could be able to get a ticket with me and my brother to just kind of fly by, just meet up with my cousin again. Because I want to be able to connect with my family outside of like Charlotte as well. You know, that's like my family in Philadelphia, my family.
Hey, where to the Philadelphia Liberians, man?
Yeah, we're very deep in Philadelphia.
And the DMV Liberians, man, too. Them guys is cool, too.
Yes. And you know, well, I know we got a Liberian community in Staten Island as well.
Oh.
Very deep in Staten Island.
Yeah, shout out to the New York Liberians, too, man.
We're shouting out to all
shout out to the LIB all over the world, man.
All over the world. All over the world and just making their life wherever they can. I think there's a Liberian community in Netherlands, too. That's dope.
Ear to ear, y'all. Smiling ear to ear.
Just thinking about just how far we reach and everything and stuff like that. But it's like, I feel like really in Charlotte, I feel like we really need to like kind of like really invest in our community a little bit more and everything, you know, like what businesses and stuff like that. The same way how the Hispanic people tend to. Like, I live on Eastside Charlotte and everything, you know, Central Avenue and Sharon Amity intersection and everything. And then when you go up on that side of Central, it's just nothing but just like Hispanics on like their own tire companies, their own, like, you know, there'll be two tire companies on the same street that have their own credit union, their own dentist, stuff like that. They really be about it when they come to the States, and I feel like we need to learn from that to really work as a whole. You know, I'm thinking, like, you know, I got a couple cousins that cut hair and everything. Yeah. Like, if I could just have them hook up with, like, another dude I know that's Liberian that cuts hair, and, like, maybe just, like, start our own, like, barbershop right there and everything. Start off with that, and then just, like, try to open it up, like, on different sides of Charlotte, and then each one could just like kind of run their own like their own barbershop.
It could all be so easy.
Yeah, you know, that's why I went into business, because it's just like, you know, I feel like the more organized we can be, like, then like the more profitable we can actually, more profit we can bring to the community as a whole.
That part, man.
For real. But it's like back to you around like growing up and everything. So it's like, you know, how would you describe, you know, your family life growing up?
My family life? Oh my gosh. So my mother, shout out to my mom. Mm-hmm. My mother's a owner of a boutique out in Liberia. Shout out to Flavor One.
Oh, Flavor One. Okay.
Flavor One. Check her out. Check her out. Check out my mom. She be doing that.
Oh, dope. Okay.
Get all your home goods over there. So, yeah, she's pretty much done that. She's been doing that since, like, what, 09, 08? Mm-hmm. Just traveling back and forth between the States. And then, well, very proud of my mother. Hey, if I ever knew a hustler, it's my mother, man. Mm-hmm. She be doing that. And then on the other side, there's my little sister. She's the smarter of the two. She's currently at North Carolina A&T, just doing her big one.
Mm-hmm. Miss Google. Go to A&T.
Everybody go to A&T, man. Yeah. Oh, hey, wait, you went to Central, right?
Yeah, that's all right. We beat them, like a football thing. But they'll beat us in basketball. You know, they're like, we'll beat them one thing, and they'll beat them another thing. You know?
Ain't that true. Ain't that true.
It is what it is. But well, HBCU pride all around.
HBCU pride. Hey, Central has a really good-looking campus.
Though. Yeah, definitely consider, like, passing by if you want to continue your education and everything. You know, it's not too big on parties, not too big on, like, yeah, it's, like, boring. It's, like, well-balanced and everything. You can be able to focus, and you'll get the support that you need.
That part. But, yeah, but back to my folks. Well, my family life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I've always just been surrounded by just hardworking Liberian folks. Just and I've always been I cannot talk today. Oh,
it's
my
okay.
Gosh.
It's okay. You're just excited this out.
But I'm just like talk. But yeah, I've always been surrounded by smart, hardworking people, and I just always strive to be that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Growing up in Minnesota and North Carolina, I've always had that cultural shock. Like, he's from the Midwest, but he sounds like he's kind of Southern, not really. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Me and my heavy series, though.
Yep.
You know what's funny? I called my tape Liberian Loser, but you know what's funny? I should have called the whole lot of series. That would have been funny. Mm-hmm. Little Liberian joke.
No problem. Whatever you feel like, you know, comes to mind and everything, you know, just be able to come into creation and everything, you know. Like, creation is a very high frequency, you know, vibration to reach, and that's what you produce and everything. I feel like is very original and different. So if you give it more time to mature and everything, it could really become something wonderful.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. But yeah, but back on, well, actually, this kind of intersects, this kind of have a little intersectionality. Mm-hmm. But so between my music and my actual day-to-day life, mm-hmm. so when I was younger, I used to be really into rock music, right? Mm-hmm. Like late elementary school, cannot talk. Oh my God, I need water. But yeah, so late elementary school, early middle school, I was very big into rock music. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, of course. I got bullied for it, so I've always just put... It's okay. So I put that behind me for so many years. Mm-hmm. It took me meeting folks who look like me, mm-hmm. who still like rap music. But, of course, you know, they still listen to the Nirvana. They still listen to Sin 41, the Linkin Park.
I was listening to Incubus a little bit earlier today.
Word to Incubus, bro.
Yeah, I like Incubus. I like System of a Down. Hey. I also like, you know, 3 Days of Grace, obviously. Hey, thanks, shout out to SmackDown vs. Raw games putting me on.
Bro, that's how it really started, yes. man. It started from skateboarding games, wrestling games. Mm-hmm. That's how it really started. But, yeah, so I've always put that side of me behind. It took me meeting folks. Shout out Perry, shout out Sheldon, shout out the IS, y'all the homies. Mm-hmm. Hey, oh, and
I don't know what's going on in this room.
But, oh, is that Oreo the Sage over there? He likes rock music too, that's the homie. But yeah, so
I'm away. Oh, is he right there?
Yeah. But yeah, so just meeting more people who just inspired my sound, mm-hmm. made me get back into what I used to like as a kid. That's really inspiring my new sound today. Mm-hmm. Punk rock. / rap. I'm hard as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. Never feel discouraged and everything. Like, even with rock and everything, it all started from black people, too.
That
and
part.
Everything like that. So part, it's like, man. You're just going back to your roots type thing.
Just going back to my roots.
And then when you really think about it, so anybody tried to discourage you for, like, trying to get into rock and everything, you know, just say, you know, fuck them. Like, whatever.
That part,
and everything. Because it's like, rock music is just like, you know, it's good to listen to hip-hop every now and then, but rock music kind of helps. Like, it just, it feels like serenes your soul type stuff.
On my mind, man.
And everything. Like, you know, I was just like, I was at CVS just picking up, like, one of my prescriptions and everything. Uh-huh. Something else, and I was in my head for some reason, like Incubus Drive. I didn't even know, I forgot what the title of the song was. So I would gladly like for thank God for Google a voice and everything to be able to just, I was just humming like the, and then just automatically it brought up Incubus Drive. Cause I was like, yeah, that's the one.
We love technology,
love technology and everything. I was just listening to a bunch of times and everything, you know, a little bit before I came in, before putting on to your music as well, and everything just throughout the day. And it's like sometimes it's good to just take a break from hip hop or soul or whatever, and just trying to try something if you want to listen to reggae or dancehall or whatever. You know?
Hey, shout out to the dancehall, man.
No, for real.
Like, no, I've never been to a dancehall party. Yo.
I want to
so bad. I want to see
if there's some in DMV area.
Oh, my, yo. Dude, bro, I'm trying to see what them... I'm not gonna try to talk disrespectful, but I'm trying to see what them booty wrestling matches be on. Them dancehall booty wrestling matches be on.
I ain't hear nothing about no dancehall booty wrestling matches or whatever, but you know, it's just like, I'm sure like when they learn how to wine and everything like that, you definitely watch it firsthand and everything, you know, because I really like Caribbean food too and everything.
That part. Hey, where's to Jamaican beef patties, man? Where's to oxtails?
I haven't had Jamaican beef patties in a while.
Where's to authentic Jamaican beef patties? Not the shit you get at Walmart, but them shits are decent too. But the authentic Jamaican beef patties, oh yes. Man. Oxtails and rice? Oxtails over rice? Hey, yo.
And then drink the little sodas with the cat on it and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Love
that's
those.
So good.
Jamaican beer and everything. Yeah, I used to have best those going up too and everything. I'm just like, bro, I used to love the ginger beers. I still get it to this day, especially love if I got a cold too beer. And everything.
On my mind.
And so what are some, like, your favorite, like, Liberian dishes and everything?
Oh, my gosh. I am a big fan of Liberian style donuts. If I can just say a
with
sweet
the sugar and everything.
With the sugar over there.
My mom makes a mean.
Dude, my mom everything. Makes a heart. Dude, my mom makes the best versions of them shits. Oh,
yes.
My God. I'm also a big fan of, like, Tubbygee. Tubbygee go hard. Palm Butter go hard, too. Because
like
I believe.
Hmm? Yeah, I like palm butter. Because I believe. I'm a fufu.
Hey, dude, fufu till I die, nigga.
Yes. Yes. Love fufu.
Fufu with some pepper soup. Till I die, sir.
Yes. Till I die. And everything. And it's just like, it's so great because, like, being Liberian, it's like, it feels like you're just in a little club and everything. Like, where you just,
oh,
like, you
my
know.
Mom,
you
bro.
Don't know about this cuisine and this, like, they just don't know about it. And that's what's beautiful about Zanzibar is that at least, like, you know, people can actually get that option and everything, bro. It's
right
just like, Yeah, no, seriously. I can't wait to have some. I'm trying to, like, because I'm fasting currently and everything until, like, my birthday, until, like, the 14th. My birthday is actually on the 15th, but I'm just going to start eating from a 14th, 15th, then 16th, then back to fasting.
Hey, I hear that, man. Intermediate
fasting, yeah.
That's the word. I don't even English, y'all.
It's okay.
But, yeah, I do that throughout the day. Pretty much from the time I wake up all the way down to like 1 o'clock is when I first let food enter my system.
And then you just chill for like a while.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then like wait till like maybe at night, or then you probably just wait to eat the next day type stuff.
Type shit,
okay. Yeah, I like to just give me like a little bottle of Ensure just to keep me going for in the morning, and then just eat some like maybe like some vegan pizza or something, like just to close
that's the real, day that's
out,
real,
know,
that's
type
real.
Stuff, you know. That's real. Just get my body right for like this year and everything, and just eat the right things.
I hear that. I'm trying to get a summer body. I'm trying to bring Stacey back up.
No, I feel that. But it's just like, you know, have you ever met like any other Liberians who like rock music pretty heavy too?
Or? Not even, man.
So I'm one of the few people.
Hey, yeah, one of the few people who Liberian who likes rock music. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I met so many Liberians. Oh my gosh. So many Liberians. If I could just shout out some Liberian artists. Hey, like, yo, shout out Fremont Siki.
Yes, I had him on the podcast too.
Hey, you had Fremont Siki on the podcast?
In the earlier day, yeah. Sadly, I was at a funeral for his brother, Calvin. And
you at his funeral? Man. I didn't go. Scheduling conflicts, but yeah, damn. Hey, but shout out Fremont Siki
on the podcast. Yeah, shout out Siki.
Shout out to Ruben Vinston. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Ruben Foster. I'm thinking of the NFL running back. Shout out Ruben Vinston.
Yeah.
Shout out Noir. Mm-hmm. Noir go hard too. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Who else? Like, those are the three Liberian artists that come to mind. Man.
Yeah. We had something called I forgot what it was. It was like a fest where they're actually having people.
Oh, you talking about that Tribe Fest?
Yeah, did you go?
Yeah, I went to that.
You were there? I was there too. Did you see me there? Or
you know what? We probably seen each other.
We
seen
each other.
It was kind of dark. But it was a great event, bro. I'm pissed I didn't perform, but it was great.
Yeah, it's fun. I was just glad to be there. And there were so many Liberians, like kids I was actually together, bro, to actually like watch it and support.
Dude.
And then Ruben Vincent pulled up for that one, tight too. I'd be seeing him every once in a while and everything, like, maybe there.
Every here and there. Every here and now. There.
Like, I know, like, there's something in Charlotte called Ase Wrestling and everything. And it's
I
like,
heard that shit, too.
I'd be at, like, just about every event. But the one event I didn't go, that was the one he was performing at. I just wish I was there,
heck
too.
Heck yeah. Hey, yo, but shout out Tribe Fest. Oh, my God. Funny story at Tribe Fest. So, I'm at Tribe Fest, right? All my Liberian folks. I'm getting geeked.
He's getting so geeked.
I'm getting geeked. And that stoner paranoia is a bitch. Oh, my God. I'm getting so geeked. I'm all like, wait, I'm around all these Liberian folks.
Yeah.
One of these folks might know my mind. And they might tell my mom I'm geeked here.
I mean, it is what it is. We're not going to snitch.
I saw that late. Oh, I saw Great David Sunno. He was so geek. His eyeball was so red.
So I wouldn't even be on some stuff like that. But I'd be seeing people and everything there. I was hoping to see one of my other cousins. But it's like, it's just whatever. It's just good to kind of know that we have that support. Like, that's why I hope they do it again pretty soon.
I hope they do it again. Hey, shout out to The Bridge, man.
Yeah, I love The Bridge. Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, they'd be having some smooth events. I need to just tap in. We'll see, like, what the information for throwing events over there is. Because, like, they'd be throwing some dupe events.
That part. Hey, yo. Hey, shout out to two underground spots. Shout out to The Bridge, hosted by like Cody and them, C2 and them. Hey, and shout out to the B Sigma Studios, man. The other underground spot, twin.
And then it's just like, I think who started that? Was it Vino 4 also? I think
I believe so. Yeah,
that threw that Tribe Fest and everything.
Yeah, I want to say that was him. I don't know.
Yeah, I need to reach out to him. See, like, because like now I'm starting to run out of episodes. I'm running out.
Oh my god!
So I'm hoping like maybe I could be able to get the right people on beforehand, or like then maybe start a new like for season 4 and everything, and so on. But it's like so
season
like,
4 and beyond.
Yes, for eternity. And everything. I'll be a skeleton doing this.
Like, tight shit. Whatever. Tight shit.
But at the same token, it's just like, okay, so like with the whole identity as being like a Liberian that generally likes rock music and everything, and you felt like people just didn't like nearly mess with it, didn't like you like pretty much liking into rock music.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It'd be like that, but hey, like I said, I didn't say on this. like I be saying, Sometimes it can just be wrong song, wrong crowd. Wrong song, wrong crowd. Maybe different song, different crowd. Could have been better. Mm-hmm. But, hey, always taking the crowd into consideration. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like nowadays you're getting a little bit more support and everything now, especially your friends.
Yeah, ever since I met Oreo the Sage in August, yo, I feel like my career has been really picking up steam. I feel like I'm a better artist. I know to pick better beats. I flow better. I write better lyrics. Yes. Like, I have better rhyme schemes. Like, I write better hooks. Ah, man. But, yeah, my career is definitely going up, blowing up. Getting bubbly like soda.
Getting bubbly like soda, though. Definitely a word. But it's like, what I really like is just like when you tap in with like the right people and everything, it does give like a positive impact to the point where you want more for yourself that you do better at everything. And Oreo the Sage, who I had on this podcast as well, a couple episodes back, want to check out and everything. Like, it's just like, you know, he's very versatile as an artist as well. Yes, we're talking about you. It's just like, and it's just, it's very helpful. And it's like, you know, just tap in with those great minds and everything, and then know that it's just like we're building more of a community. And so, whether if it's be Charlotte Spark or whatever, Tribe Fest and so on and so forth, it's like I'm really liking like the direction that Charlotte is like going, where it's like now we're being more inclusive of different ideas really giving them the spotlight to express those ideas.
The scene has gotten really bad.
Really quickly,
like,
too.
Oh my, no, bro, no. Throwback to what, maybe four? Yeah, throwback to 4 years ago. I still remember niggas just hating, bro. Like, I still remember the common sentence motherfuckers used to tell me. Yeah, Ron, this Charlotte shit not really doing it for me. I'll probably just move to Atlanta.
And it's just like, you know, it's still a word. There's nothing wrong with like stepping out of your comfort zone, you know. I know you know about Soulless and everything.
That part.
Yeah. I spoke with him about this and we had like a conversation where it's just like, you know, I'm thinking about like, you know, because they got this business out there in Detroit, you know, independent record deal type situation where they got distribution called CrowdFreak. Yeah. And you can just, like, upload your music through CrowdFreak. It'll be put on all platforms, but also, like, they'll look through your music and add it to playlists as well. It's just like, you know, I'm with DistroKid. Like, you know, DistroKid's all right.
Bro.
But it's just like,
who you telling?
But you got to do, like, a little bit more and everything to get your music out there. But it's like they're willing to work with you as an artist and everything to put your stuff up. And also they'll give you opportunities to fly out to Detroit to be able to perform at their festivals and everything. They have stuff like 420 Fest, Backwoods and Backup Fest and everything, Scary Hours Fest for Halloween. They got like other stuff that they be putting together, and they'll literally fly you out, set you up at a hotel just to perform.
Oh, I gotta tap in with that.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I'll be trying to send people out and everything. You know, I've been following them for a while. Like, I feel like that's where I'm gonna be dropping music at next once I start dropping music myself everything, you know, because like, you know, you gotta work with people who wanna work with you. Even if it is outside of your sphere of like familiarity, you
know? I hear that, man. Oh my God, back in the summer towards like the early part of the fall, I was running with this promoter. Oh my God, we had a couple out of town shows. It was cool doing out of town gigs and stuff. I got to perform my goofy ass rock songs out in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh really? That's dope.
Man. Oh my gosh, crazy experience. Just outside. Even got to go to, went to Florida, but yeah, no. But just getting outside my comfort zone, just making the music pop more, making new Gucci Ronnie fans. Everywhere, man. That's Vegas, bro.
That's dope. That's really, really cool and everything. That it's just like, until this promoter or whatever, you still work with them today? Or
Not today. Disbanded.
All right, that's all right.
Disbanded is not the word, but I'm going to use disbanded. Disconnected. Really.
Okay, let's just do that. But that's still pretty dope, though, that it's like from that experience, at least you gain like some positive, like positivity out of it
that
as
part,
well.
That part.
And that experience that's really going to carry on for you for future events as well. Like, hey, man, I was really, when I first was in Las Vegas, this is what I was doing.
That part.
And like now I'm back in Vegas, this is where I'm at now.
That part. Hey, I actually am trying to go back to Vegas in probably like the next, what, 2-3 years, something like that.
I'm sure you'll make it there. I'm sure you'll make it there for sure. Everything. So, like, you know, with your experiences, like, performing in different cities, was it different, like, you know, compared to Charlotte? Like, how would you describe the difference?
Yeah, bruh, no, that Vegas crowd? Oh, my gosh. Like, no, what you mean you're just at this random location? Oh, y'all. But, yeah, no, it was definitely a crowd. I'm just shocked at how hard they were reciprocating my stuff. Like, they really liked it. I was like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a punk. Yeah, I'm a punk. Yeah, I'm a punk. Yeah, I'm a punk.
That's dope that you got that different side and everything compared to, like, contrast, like, you know, first being, like, having to put your whole love for rock to the side and everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, embracing now people it. Are embracing you.
Embracing
it. Even man. In Charlotte and in...
I'm Ronnie Gucci, the rock star, man.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, always
I'm keep the that. Best air guitarist in the world.
Always keep that. Always keep that for sure. And it's just, like, in regards to, like, you know, to your hobbies and everything, you obviously like anime.
I love anime.
Gotta love it. And you also love Scott Pilgrim and everything. And
Book series turned into a movie, turned into a game, turned into a Netflix anime ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it is a Netflix anime. Okay. I need to catch them for sure and everything. I used to watch the movie and everything, and I would see it around and stuff
best
like
movie
that.
Ever.
And everything. And so what really stands out to you about, like, Scott Pilgrim and everything and the whole series and just, you know,
oh my God. Life? Yo, the way Scott Pilgrim has aged with me over my life is actually crazy. Mm-hmm. So, middle school, sixth grade, oh my God, I'm about to sound like such a nerd. I read the book before I watched the movie.
Dope.
So, oh my gosh. So, reading it is all like, oh man, Scott Pilgrim is so cool, man. Oh my gosh. He gets every girl, da da da. Just to find out, then when you get a little bit older, no, wait, Scott Pilgrim is kind of a loser. Uh-huh. He's kind of lame. Uh-huh. Everyone in the book kind of thinks he's lame. Uh-huh. So I'm like, oh, wow, that actually gives me a different perspective. Uh-huh. But, yeah, no, it really is just depending on how you look at things. Uh-huh. Life is just, your life is very different from your eyes to someone else's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. And just like from like actually watching the movie, did you watch the movie in theaters or you just?
I watched it on, oh my gosh. I'm about to show my age, y'all. I'm about to show my age. I saw the movie at one of them. You know, back in the day, how they used to have them red boxes outside of gas stations with the movie?
Yeah, I already know what you're talking about.
Shout out to my dad, man. He caught that shit one weekend in 2010. It was so cool.
That's so dope. And your dad just knew exactly what you're talking about, the whole Gucci. Not the Gucci, the whole Scott Pilgrim and just got
Yeah, I was like, yeah, dad. It's the Scott Pilgrim movie.
He's like, oh, okay. He's all right.
Shout out to my Liberian pops, man.
You know, seriously. And so like, were your pops went to Charlotte too, or did he still?
No, this was back when, first of all, I saw the movie back when I used to live in Minnesota. My dad doesn't even live in Minnesota no more. He lives in Boston, but yeah. No.
Okay, dude, you're the second person that told me about a Boston community of Liberia. Is the Boston Liberian community deep too?
I've actually never been to Boston, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, my dad stays in Boston, but every time I've hanged out with my dad in the last few years, he's either been in Charlotte or he's been in Minnesota.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. So you think about maybe trying to pass by Boston, kind of holler at your pops?
Definitely. The way the NBA season is going, the Celtics might win again, so I might go back out for the next Boston Celtics parade. So
I want to see what's up with the Cavaliers, though. They were going really strong. Like, out of nowhere, I was like looking at them, I'm like, damn, what's up with the Cavaliers?
Cavaliers are going dummy. Bruh, dude, nah. Hey, shout out to, podcast people everywhere. We're recording this on February 2nd. Hey, yo, the Luka Doncic AD trade happened today.
Bro, it's so insane. It's so random.
Yo, can I just say something real quick? Yo, as a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, I'm very happy this trade went down. I'm so happy. On several reasons. Reason number one, we just lost to Washington last night.
Yeah.
And the way that got swept under the rug.
And they had a 17 game loss. Was it 17 or 16? It was something
It was 17. It was the Wizards were on the 17 game losing streak.
Yes.
Minnesota was on a 5 game winning streak.
Timberwolves.
And took one day off. Just like, I'm gonna take one day off.
Why do they keep taking days off, bro? Like, dude, bro, Bill Laimbeer of the Pistons, bro, he only missed 9 games his whole career, bro.
That part, they try to say Ant was sick, but it was a day off. They was on a 5 game winning streak, and you trying to say you was sick? Yeah, but I'm not even caring about that. But like I said, the Luka Doncic trade just swept all that under the rug. No one is talking about anything other than that. And plus, I remember how them Dallas Mavericks fans was going all out last year in the Western Conference Finals, talking crazy to me. talking crazy to Mr. Minnesota over here. Like, you guys calm that shit down.
Yeah, but it's like, this is like, it feels like a random ass trade. Bro. Oh, like, what the fuck's going
on?
Anthony Davis on the Maverick, and then for Luka Doncic, it just doesn't work. Like,
conspiracy theory. Adam Silver saw how the Ravens was down. Hey, let's put Luka Doncic on the Lakers. And because Boston's so good, we get that Lakers-Celtics shit.
Again, that, like the 100th millionth time.
That shit make money.
I know it's been a while, but it's like, bro, like, you know, it's just like, we never get rivalries anymore between.
It's
like, imagine like the whole Mavericks and Timberwolves rivalry probably went on.
As a Timberwolves fan, dude, no. Hey, shout out to my team being good. Rivalries hit different when your team is good.
Yes, and then you never even mentioned Charlotte Hornets. One thing I noticed.
Dude,
I hate that.
Yo, it's funny. Growing up in Minnesota, I was all like, God, the Timbers are so ass. I can't wait to move down to North Carolina, see what their team is heading on. You know how many times I've tried to like the Hornets, and it's like, oh, no, these niggas are a different type of ass. Oh, my God.
It's sad.
Like,
it's so sad.
Like, every time I think, okay, bet, the Hornets are going to be nice this year. They're going to make the 8th seed and probably just lose to whoever the first seed is.
Like the front.
But I've been thinking. But the thing is, no, that's been their thing for years.
Yeah.
Why is the ceiling always low playoff seed, losing the first round, and there's going to be a parade on South Mint Street for that shit?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I love the Hornets because that's my home team, and I really like that they left the Bobcats alone. On
hey, I'm so happy that the Hornets got their name back.
Yeah, seriously. Like, really. And they're playing pretty good, like, when they first got it back and everything, and it's still pretty much just more or less the same.
Where's that 2016 run they had?
Yeah, 2016 was pretty okay.
That part.
And then it's just like, but at the same token, it's just like, you know, what I really like about the Hornets is like now, like it's like they have a young team that they can build on for years.
He's a little young core. Hey, where's the Brandon Miller?
LaMelo Ball and everything.
Mark Williams.
All they need to do is just add like a little bit of weight, a little bit more muscle and everything. Maybe that get part. A big man on there and everything. And also, I feel like we'd be straight, but it's like
that
we really have to invest in ourselves and everything. But it's not just the Hornets, but even like the NBA as a whole. Like it's like, bro, even taking a day off. Like, come on, Anthony. Imagine Michael Jordan taking a day off just to take it.
Oh, never. It is a bad look.
Never.
Man took a day off and we lost to the fucking Wizards. Oh, my God. Like, man, I know everyone's talking about that Luka shit, but me, I'm still tweaking on how we lost to the Wizards.
Yeah, dude. Like, I saw that. I was like, damn, bro, what is up with the NBA right now? That's why the NBA is just so, it's hard to invest into.
You know what it is? Motherfuckers get that second contract, and that's their win.
That's their one in life. They just don't care.
Like a phrase I've always said since I was a kid, some niggas view it as their legacy, and some niggas view it as a paycheck. There are a lot of niggas viewing this NBA shit as a paycheck.
It's especially like Juan Case and Zion Williamson. Bro, he was going crazy in college.
Bro, oh my mom.
He was kind of going good in the beginning, but then it's just like he started eating, adding weight.
That New Orleans food good out here.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. But it's like at the same token, it's just like you still got to work out, though. Just like it's okay to eat a little, like, gumbo and everything.
It's okay to have some jollof here and there, man.
But maybe just as a reward. And that's coming from me. Like, I'm trying to cut down way too, but it's just like, bro, when I'm on my mindset where it's like, let me just eat it celebratory wise, and then it's just eating it just to eat it type shit, you know. And it's just you know, Zion Williamson, he came in with so much buzz, and then now it's just like he's just on the Pelicans, just
that
there
part.
And that's I like how the Pelicans were like a youthful team too,
because
I thought like, okay, that's like a team that could pretty much like, you know,
top five young cores
motivate the Hornets to get better, because you get two young teams that are trying to get better than each other. Like, nobody wants to be rivals. Everybody just wants to be friends.
Everybody
want
to be buddy-buddy, man.
And it just makes it just not when you want to invest in it. I feel like NFL will always kind of be like, I feel like NFL will just always be consistent in terms of just like, there'll be something different, although that's kind of rigged too sometimes.
That's kind of rigged too, but what the NFL does better than the NBA, like you said, rivalries, man.
Yeah.
Twin, for me, oh my gosh, yo.
Obviously, Charlotte Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons and that everything. Part, or the part. Saints. So once that we part. Beat the Saints, I feel like, okay, we're on a good track.
That part. Yo, yeah. Minnesota guy. I can't stand them folks who wear green and yellow.
You hate the Packers?
I hate the Packers. Yeah, do not come around me with green and yellow shit, bro. I do not want to be in no Subway.
No, for real.
Oh, my mom. Man.
Yeah, but it's just like, but now it's like, even though if you don't win, like, the fucking Super Bowl, at least you beat your rival team.
Bruh, Minnesota May did not win the Super Bowl this year, but at least we can say we beat those fuckers in Wisconsin 2 times.
And that's good. That's the only thing about, like, you know, sports that should be exciting.
And that's why college sports also do a really good job at that, too. Mm-hmm. It's always just beating your rivals.
Yes.
The Gophers may not ever have a chance at winning a natty, but I at least want them niggas to beat the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yes, for
like,
real.
I don't care. Like, hold on, North Carolina shit. Like, I don't care much about Duke basketball or football, but if they're playing UNC, I'll tune into the game. I'll check out the score.
Tar Heels every time.
Oh, really? You know, it's funny. Hey, you want to know why I like Duke? Mm. I like Duke because they're a North Carolina team that is not a North Carolina team, if that makes sense.
Like, explain it further, because I know what's and everything.
What am I trying to say?
Because they're really in the same area as, like, a North Carolina Central.
So
to go to Duke and everything and kind of jog in their gardens and everything.
What I'm trying to say is North Carolina the thing about North Carolina and North Carolina State, you know how if you go to a North Carolina State or a Chapel Hill game, they have, like, the state outline on their home court? Mm-hmm. Duke is not like that.
Oh, wow.
Like, I still remember going out to Delaware one time. I got all my Duke shit on. They were like, oh, wait, Ron, I thought you said you was from North Carolina. I was like, yeah. They was like, wait, what the hell you got all that Duke shit on? I was like, oh, y'all niggas don't even know Duke is in North Carolina. That is funny.
And you told them, they were like, what, for real?
What, for real?
They had no clue.
I'm like, I think that's kind of funny. I guess Duke and North Carolina aren't the first things you're trying to say.
Well, they don't put sentence. North Carolina in the actual college name.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, that does make sense in the way that's what I'm trying to say. And everything. So it's just like,
there are North Carolina school that is not North Carolina school.
Okay.
They just play in North Carolina.
That
makes sense. If it kind of makes sense.
I just realized, like, most colleges in North Carolina actually name themselves after, like, North Carolina.
Tight shit.
Like, except places like Elizabeth State University.
Where the Wake Forest
or Fayetteville State University or something like that. Yeah, Wake Forest too.
Man, you know what's funny? Where are the Wake Forest fans at? You don't ever see Wake Forest fans.
Yeah, and they're
even out in Winston-Salem, you don't see Wake Forest fans.
Yeah, because it's a private school, although it's a big institution, but it's a private institution where it's, like, usually, like, the upper echelon really, you know, plays. And even when you play sports and you end up playing for them and everything, you know, that's a goal. HBCU heads. I'm a stick to HBCU.
Another thing between Minnesota and North Carolina, I love HBCU culture. Oh my gosh, I love black colleges, man.
And you didn't go to a black college, although you wanted to?
Nah, not even. I did apply, but my dumb ass did not get in.
Okay. Which one were you trying to apply?
I applied to A&T. I applied to A&T in Central, but they was not taking me.
Oh, really?
But you know who took me?
Who?
Central Piedmont Community College.
Nah, fuck that place. It's like, for real. Did you get your degree from CPCC?
I dropped out.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, yeah, it's just, like, they really don't. I went there for a while, bro. Like, nobody be focused, bro. Like, they be doing cocaine in the bathroom.
Bro, dude, one of the reasons why I dropped out is because my teacher wasn't focused, bro. My teacher was a goofy like me.
Yeah, dude. Like,
I'm like.
Those teachers are kind of hit and miss a lot.
That part, man. I'm all like, bro, you we can hang. Like, yeah, you my friend, but I'm like, you supposed to be my teacher. Like, Mister, please teach me something so I can learn.
Yeah, I remember the first day, like, I had an English class, they had to replace his teacher, though. It's like, I think he made a joke saying, like, you know, like, yeah, like, about, like, how, like, his son, like, kind of, like, looked kind of different to him, and he thought, like, maybe his wife is cheating on him. Like, why would you tell us that? Don't even know you like that.
I'm not here. Guess what? I want to hear your drama.
I don't hear nothing about your drama, bro.
I'm not good.
Well, you should have went to Rowan and Cabarrus in that way. You would have been more
honestly
focused.
What I should have did.
Because, like, there's nothing much going on there, and plus everybody's just kind of chilling there.
Type shit.
So you're not really going to caught up with the drama type side of it.
The Central Piedmont niggas want to be UNC Charlotte niggas so hard. But the Rowan Cabarrus niggas is there for their education. That's so real.
Yeah, like, really, once I got my car and actually started going to, like, Rowan and Cabarrus, I started getting, like, a lot better grades, and I just took that and just transferred to Central.
That's so real. That's what I did. That's so real. Niggas at the Central Piedmont was talking about the UNC Charlotte parties later in the weekend. So I'm like, oh, yes, actually, I'm going too.
Focused. Yeah, if you ever want to go back to school and ever, definitely consider taking the Rowan and Cabarrus. You take all liberal arts and you can take like basic classes just to kind of up your GPA and then just take that to just transfer to like a 4-year college.
Tight shit. You know, it's not too late for me. 25 going on 26. I can still do that shit.
Yeah, you can still do it for sure and everything. And HBCUs like Central, definitely try Central again and everything. Because really, like, I had a 3.0 and everything going to, like, you know, because I went to Rowan and Cabarrus. I would have took myself from Piedmont, I'd be like 1.9.
It would make my Oma so proud if I went back to school too. Every time my Oma called my line, it's always like, Ronan, what are you doing at school? Ronan, what are you doing at school?
Yeah. My brother had issues too, trying to get situated with school, but now he's trying to study to be a rad tech.
Hey, congratulations. I love to hear that shit.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, but just give yourself another shot. You know, if you want to consider it, you know, maybe put it on your vision board and everything. You could definitely get that situation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, man.
And one of the things about HBCUs, bro, there's plenty of people just like you that like rock or like anime and everything. They come in abundance there, and it's 80% woman there. So you're definitely gonna find some female that likes the same thing as well.
Heck yeah, man.
And everything. So it's just like, you know, like, you definitely, if you want to like go to like homecoming and everything and just kind of roll with me.
I've been to G-Ho a couple times.
Oh, so you've been to G-Ho and everything.
Dude, I love G-Ho.
See, just love that.
I love Greensboro homecoming. Oh my God.
Yeah, bro. Our homecoming at Central and everything went viral twice. Even they got a special on BEC.
Look at that.
Yeah, man, I love homecoming. I want to go back so bad. It's been a while since I've been to homecoming.
That part.
But back to you and everything. I got like 10 more minutes.
Hell yeah.
And everything. So, like, what are some projects you're currently focused on at the moment?
I'm currently focused on Liberian Loser Part 3.
Okay.
That's going to drop towards the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And then after Liberian Loser 3, I'm going to take some time off. Not off too hard. Just focus on making content. Mm-hmm. And then later on in the year, I'm planning on dropping another project. And yeah. And after that, probably just keep making more projects.
Keep making more projects. And with the Liberian Loser series and everything, what goes through your mind when you're coming up with music for Liberian music? What does the title Liberian Music mean to you? Liberian Loser means to me.
You know what's funny? It's not even that deep of a title. I just need that title.
Yeah.
But I love the alliteration of it.
Yeah.
Liberian Loser.
Mm.
It hits.
And the terminology of loser, you just kind of use it more like, I guess, ironically.
Ironically.
Yeah, and everything kind of connects back to that Scott Pilgrim type, you know, vibe. It's just like,
this guy gets it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm feeling it. And everything. And, you know, just as like, you know, a Liberian who truly embraces rock and everything. And there might be other Liberians who really like rock music. I, for one, love rock music and everything.
Thank you.
And everything. It's like, what would your message be like to them?
My message be, hey, it gets hard, but hey, just know, hey, you are you first, and the world will accept you for who you are. Yeah.
Just be you first.
Just be you, really. Yeah.
Yes, just be you, but don't neglect the Liberian side of you.
Don't neglect your Liberian side, please. I promise you, you can be Liberian and still be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm, yeah, most definitely. And like for anime, what are some anime that you like?
I am a big Yu Yu Hakusho fan. That's
love Yu Yu Hakusho. I love Yu Yu Hakusho, bro.
Also a fan of Naruto, Dragon Ball, My Hero Academia. Demon Slayer.
Although it seems like people are kind of cooling off of My Hero lately.
Yeah, oh my mom. Yeah, that fandom is really cooling down.
Yeah, one thing I noticed. I like My Hero and everything. Really, like, you know, do you ever read into My Hero Vigilante and everything?
No, I ain't check it out.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, like, yeah, I need to check into it like myself, but it's like, it's pretty much has a different protagonist and everything. I hope they make an anime version of it as well. Mm. When is it coming out?
Oh, wait. When is it coming out? Okay, this year.
But then we have to wait for like them to get English dubbed to it.
Hey. This guy. Look at this guy. He already done read it. Oh, my God.
Literally, that's a couple of words from Mr. Oreo the Sage in the background.
Shout out to that guy.
Shout out.
That's the homie. That's the homie
for real. And everything. But it's like, you know, like with the Yu Yu Hakusho, what are some wonderful things that you like about a Yu Yu Hakusho?
Oh, my God. For a while too. Man, for me, oh, my gosh. Hey, fake Sasuke goes so hard in that show. We love Hiei.
But didn't he come before Sasuke? Or
that, part, yeah, that's that, part, that part. That part. That part. A whole flow.
Honestly, Vegeta started everything when you think about it. And then everybody just
Vegeta kinda, really was the first edgelord anti-hero, yeah, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Tight shit, tight shit.
Shout out to Vegeta. Shout out to Christopher Sabat.
I'm also like a huge Inuyasha fan too.
Yeah, Inuyasha. Yeah, and the crazy thing, Yusuke and Inuyasha are voiced by the same.
Oh, guy, yeah. Justin Cook. Yeah. I would say Justin Long. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, seriously, bro. Yusuke is like one of my favorite characters, along with Kuwabara and everything. I just relate to them so heavy and everything. I feel like Dragon Ball is like usually like the go-to, like a lot of black kids like when it comes to like anime. Man,
the mess of times I've been to my cousin's house playing Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Did you get the Shining Zero? I know y'all got Shining Zero.
Sparking Zero?
Sparking Zero, yeah.
Sage got it, but I do not.
I got it.
First of all, I don't even play. I'm not even that much of a gamer, y'all. I just go to the crib and play Mortal Kombat 1. Oh, my gosh.
I haven't got onto Mortal Kombat. I still got Mortal Kombat 11. Really? I'm still trying to beat that before I go on to that way and everything.
Rock out.
Yeah, for real. They gave up on the whole, like, second generation
story. I could go on a 2.5-hour rampage on that, but, yeah. That's crazy.
I wish they would have given more of a chance. Cause I really like how they portrayed Cassie Cage and Mortal Kombat X and everything.
Oh, my mom.
It's like they're like completely different people.
Oh, my mom.
And everything.
That part.
Yeah, it's just, I like how she was like a good part, like sarcastic, but it was just like, you know, not overbearing.
That part. And MK11, she's very much a I'm an older millennial humor.
Yeah, and everything. And it's just like, yeah. I feel it. I really like Kung Jin too and everything with the arrows, you know, because like how many people arrows. They got the arrows. Yeah. And Aaron Black too. Like
Aaron Black was so cold in MKX, but the way they did him in MK11,
He went
from a mysterious cowboy to Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I hated that. But I still like Aaron Black regardless. I just like how he was set up like in the front. Because I feel like he blended in more with Mortal Kombat and being in like Outworld and everything for an extended period of time.
Black Mortal Kombat fan. I've always been a Jax fan.
Yeah, Jax is dope.
Jax has always been the first character I tried to main in each MK game.
People really love Takeda, though. Like,
oh, my God. That try-hard-ass likey character. You know what it is? You want to know what it is, too?
What is it?
Bro, if MK ever needs a new character to, like, they want to sell, all they got to do is make it a ninja.
Oh, really?
That's all they got to do.
But also with the weapon, with, like, the whole whip, with the little razors, it's pretty
That was hard, too.
It's pretty, pretty dope. That was hard, too. And him being trained by, like,
By Scorpion, that shit was hard, too.
Scorpion, and him still being the son of Kenshi. Like, I feel like you could really, it really kind of gives a he should be a protagonist type vibe.
Oh, my mom.
Yeah, really. Like, I know
they don't know what they be smoking over there, but shit, man.
I like to see it if they actually push it to that degree and everything.
It would be cool.
I really like how they made Johnny Cage like a protagonist and everything. Especially,
shout out to my nigga Johnny, man.
Yeah, because
they was not doing. Hey, they was doing Johnny so dirt back in like the earlier MKs, and to see Johnny go from joke character to like. Almost the main nigga. Hey, the character development is crazy.
Yeah, because Leo can be dope and everything too, but it's good to just have like someone that kind of like represents different sides. Like, okay, you got the American side. Okay, you got the Shaolin and stuff. I feel like, you know, it kind of just gave it space for that. So like, you know, because like in closing and everything, I gotta ask, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years with this music thing?
Where I see myself in 5 years? I see a couple Roland. Oh my God, I would love to perform at Roland Loud. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I see myself making money off my music. I see myself being prosperous off my music. I see myself giving back to my home country, Liberia, with my music.
Yes.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. Yeah, I'm sure you will and everything because it's like, you know, you got a different flavor and everything with rock and everything. No one else has really done that.
That's me, man.
You know, for Liberians, no one that I've heard of.
That part.
And everything. So just
African rock star, man.
Just opening that up and everything for Liberian kids to really, like, express themselves. It doesn't always have to be just rap or
putting it off for all my Pekins, man.
You know, maybe they want to get into anime. Maybe they want to be an animator or things like that, you know, or do whatever. Maybe develop video games, you know. Not everybody got to be a doctor now, engineer. There should be other things to do, you know. But it's just
you don't have to be a doctor or engineer. You can still make your parent, you can still make your mom and pop proud by other ways.
It just, and uplift your community in many other ways as well. For that way, I just want to say thank you for hopping on, Gucci Ron. It was a pleasure to have you on.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
so much, on, man. And then so on out for episode 186. All right, keeping it even. All right. Thanks, man.
No, thank you, bro.
Yeah, bro. Thank you for coming and everything. For